This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business ready to help you and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's a Tuesday. Come on in. Stay a while. Got a lot of things to chop up, as they like to say in the business. You can dial us up, email, tweet, all the above. Operator Tyler standing by, taking your phone calls. Play of the day, brought to you by Panini America. Our stat of the day. And we've got a poll question coming up as well. We say good morning to those who are watching on Peacock. Thank you. Our streaming partner. And Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio, and nearly 400 cities around America that carry this award-nominated program. Went to see the new movie, Air. It's about how Nike recruited Michael Jordan, Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, Viola Davis, Chris Tucker. I'll give you my movie review coming up in a little bit. Star-studded event in New York City. Saw some celebrities there. And hobnobbed, as we like to say, in the industry. I did look for Law & Order's Chris Maloney. He was not there because I thought maybe this would be the great moment where we, you know, we hug it. We hug it out. We bro it out. But he was not there. Other celebrities there. Some mothership people were there. Some cameos. And McLovin. I saw McLovin. He walked in.
Beautiful.
Yeah, McLovin. He walked in like he was the biggest celebrity there. I'm like, okay. I got you, McLovin. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Couple of things, Ed Cooley leaving Providence to go to Georgetown. I don't know what the pay increase is, but I don't think that that's a great move. To me, I'd stay at Providence. You know, Georgetown, it's a great pickup after Patrick Ewing, but Georgetown hasn't been a good program since John Thompson left. That's it. And is Ed Cooley going to be able to bring Georgetown back to life? Okay. He already had something going with Providence. Rick Pitino, no surprise, is going to St. John's. It's official. I think it's a six-year deal. And good luck, because you're trying to get – now, there's so many great players in New York, but trying to recruit them to the St. John's campus in Queens and playing that arena, the Louis Carnesecca Arena, that's different than playing in the Garden. But St. John's has not been a formidable program in a long, long time. And you would think, you know, Georgetown would have stayed great and relevant. St. John's would have stayed great and relevant. But you're chasing the ghost of Louis Carnesecca and John Thompson at those two programs. But Rick Pitino to St. John's, and never bet against Rick Pitino. Also, Japan beat Mexico, and now will face the United States in the World Baseball Classic. That's been a whole lot of fun. But Magic bidding for the Commanders. Magic Johnson, part of the ownership there. Ja Morant expected back tomorrow. And Julius Randle put up 57 last night in a loss by the Knicks. And Julius Randle is always one of those guys I was very curious about when he played at Kentucky. And then he went to the Lakers. And he would show signs of being a good player. Really good player. And then I think once he started to add the three-point shot, I think Kobe was really instrumental in getting him to put in the extra time, the extra work. I don't know if he's a franchise player, but he put up 57 last night and a loss. But, you know, you start to look at that team and you go, they're a playoff team. Are they a dangerous team? You know, with Tom Thibodeau, you're always going to have a competitive team. He's going to make you competitive. But Julius Randle put up 57 last night. Yeah, Paul.
The dude's averaging 26, 10, and 4 assists. He's averaging 8 threes attempted per game. I mean, that's high-end stuff. And he's averaging 35% at basically almost like a power forward. He's listed as a power forward.
Yeah. I just don't know if he's – it's weird. I can watch him, but I just don't like his game. And come playoff time, he didn't do well. He disappeared last year. Yes,
he. Yeah, is he good or is he great?
I think he's goodish.
Knicks great?
No, he's not Knicks great. The Knicks have an incredible history of great players.
Is he a good option or is he a franchise player?
It feels like he's a great second option. But then you got Brunson, who's the second option. Or is he the first option? And then R.J. Barrett, and then his...
Co-first options?
Yeah, I don't know. But, you know, the bigger issue is he put up 57 and they lost. He had 50 after three quarters there. Sign up for the DP Show newsletter, available daily at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. Go to danpatrick.com. Put your email address in the box that slides out bottom right corner. You're good to go. This program brought to you by the great folks at Mercedes-Benz, the SUV family. Go in and take a test drive. Takes no time at all to set up a test drive at your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Learn more, MBUSA.com. All right. Cam Newton. Yes, Cam Newton back in the news. Cam Newton has had an accomplished career. It's been a while since he's done anything. But you go back to winning a Heisman, a national championship at Auburn, drafted number one overall by the Panthers, 2011. Led Carolina to the Super Bowl. They lost to Denver. Won an MVP. Hasn't played in a couple of years. He's only 33 years of age. Now, he's a banged-up 33, but he's going to throw at Auburn's Pro Day today. Now, at first I thought, oh, that's nice. Cam's going to come out and help the Auburn players. And then I realized this is about Cam being out there, and the Auburn kids can help him maybe get a job. But at age 33... And with what we're seeing with quarterbacks playing till, you know, late into their 30s, early 40s, but Cam played a different way. And this is almost the cautionary tale with Lamar Jackson, because Cam Newton led with his body and he was going to take on those hits, and eventually it caught up to him. I go back to that game against Denver, regular season, and it might have been the opening night, and Denver just pounded him. I remember a couple of games where he took as much abuse as I've seen a quarterback take. Now, I'm not talking about getting sacked as much as just the game itself, that these defenders were going to put a hit on him. And he took it. But after a while, the body can only take so many blows there. He gets a chance today. The days of Superman are long gone. And I also think he's too big of a personality to take on as a backup quarterback. Because let's say you have Matt Corral out there, and he throws an interception. What are you going to do? Going to go right to Cam Newton on the sidelines as the backup quarterback. And I don't know, you know, who would sign him, but he's just, I'm not saying literally too big of a personality. I mean, he is a big personality, and he's 6'5". But I just feel like, and he's come out and said, there's not 32 quarterbacks better than me. That doesn't help. Because he's not a starting quarterback in the NFL. Would I love to have his knowledge with some of these quarterbacks now, like a Justin Fields, Anthony Richardson? I'd love to be able to draw from Cam, but Cam still wants to play. But Cam's going to have his pro day today, and maybe he gets an opportunity. Maybe he shows signs. When you have the shoulder done, I don't care who it is, it's never the way it once was. Speaking from experience, whenever these guys go in and they're quarterbacks or they're pitchers, you're never the same, because they have it down to a science. When you get a hip replacement or when you get a knee replacement, got it down to a science. When it comes to getting your shoulder done, your rotator, your labrum, they don't. And it felt like that with Andrew Luck. It felt like that with Cam Newton. You're just not the same. But at age 33, He's going to have a pro day today, and, you know, I hope he shows out. I do like him. I think he's fun. I thought he was great for the game, but he's an old 33, a banged-up 33. Chris Sims from Pro Football Talk will join us a little bit later on. We'll talk about Cam's pro day. Also, he has his quarterback rankings, and I have great respect for Sims. He's one of the first, one of the few who loved Lamar Jackson coming out of college. And he has a number one quarterback, and it's not even close in Chris Sims' opinion there. We'll have that for you coming up a little bit. Michigan State head coach Tom Izzo, he's back in the Sweet 16, and we should not be surprised. He'll join us a little bit later on as well. There's no movement on Lamar Jackson. I was speaking to a source this morning, and I said, help me understand this, because the NFL Players Association says that it's a brutal conspiracy against Lamar Jackson. So this is Demoris Smith. And he recently wrote on the NFL Players Association website that the owners are, quote, potentially colluding against highly sought-after players by refusing to offer fully guaranteed contracts. This is all about Deshaun Watson. Here's something to factor in. There's nearly 2,000 players who were under contract in 2022. How many players do you think had fully guaranteed contracts? If you said 112 out of 2,000, you would be correct. The problem I had with the Lamar Jackson situation is the timing of all of the owners who came out and said, we're not interested. It was like a mass email, a blast that came out. We're not interested. So nobody was interested, and nobody was interested at the exact same time. That sounds like colluding. Here's the issue. My source said that the owners do not want Lamar Jackson to get that fully guaranteed deal. They don't want him to get a Deshaun Watson deal, because if you do, now that means Jalen Hurts, Justin Herbert, and Joe Burrow are going to get the same contracts. They don't want to reset the quarterback market. They want this to be a standalone. The Browns were stupid. They overpaid for Deshaun Watson. They had to. But the owners, and this has been well reported, not happy with what the Browns did with Deshaun Watson. They want to look at this as that's a standalone contract. That ain't happening. But I go back to a team like the Colts. You've been looking for a replacement for Andrew Luck for a long time. Jim Irsay can be a little squirrely. He can be an outlier. And maybe he would go, let's bring in Lamar Jackson. Now, do I have to give him 5 years, $250 million guaranteed? Is there any kind of middle ground? And I also brought this up. A source said, you know what has really hurt Lamar Jackson over the last couple of years? He hasn't been able to play the game off the field. And I said, explain. And this is a front office person. And he said, he needs to be more like OBJ. OBJ has his name out there all the time. There's always reports about him. There's always rumors about him. There's no reports, no rumors about Lamar Jackson. Zip. And you have to create that. And sometimes it's false. You know, OBJ, going to the Cowboys. He's going to the Cowboys. Oh, Cowboys are interesting. You created that. Now, OBJ's still waiting to be signed, and, you know, the big hang-up might be how much money he wants, but there is interest in OBJ. There's no interest in Lamar Jackson publicly. And I keep thinking, if I'm the Colts, what can I get him for? I have to give up 2 first-round picks. What can I get him for, or what do I have to pay him when I give up those 2 first-round picks? And would Baltimore match that? This way, I don't have to give him 5 years, $250 million, but I can say to him, how about we do a 3-year deal and I give you $150 million, $140 million guaranteed. And then you'll be ready for another contract. And, you know, these salary caps are going up and up and up. Could I do that? Could I get away with that? Yes, Eden.
Would you trust somebody who says, after the way this contract has gone, no, trust me, then there's another one. You know what I mean?
I'm looking at it from the Colts' perspective. As far as Lamar Jackson, you know, he's not going to budge off this, I don't think.
I mean, this one hasn't exactly gone easily for him.
No, and it hasn't. It's,
and he's only going to have more wear and tear the next time down the road.
Absolutely. And that's why I don't want to give him 5 years. But if I say to him, I'll give you 3 years, guaranteed, and you're going to make $50 million, you know, close to $50 million a year. All right? New salary cap coming up in a couple of years. You know, maybe he becomes a little different quarterback. Maybe, what if he stays healthy? What if he stays healthy for 3 years? Then he's going to be, what, 29? Now he's going to be a good enough passer that you're going to say, all right, let's bring him back for another three-year deal. But I still think he's going to stay in Baltimore, and I think he'll, and I wonder if he's going to show up for camp. I wonder, you know, what are his options right now? But as it stands, no owners are interested in him, but they're not going to tell you right now. But there's no whispers. And I find that remarkable. OBJ has more interest. Now, he's cheaper, and he's had two ACLs. Lamar Jackson's a former MVP. And still, you know, I don't even think he's reached his prime. I don't. But would I pay that? No, I would not. $250 million guarantee? No, I would not. Yeah, Paul.
I like your plan, like the idea of him taking less guaranteed for 3 years. But if he would have was open to that, he would have done it a year ago or 6 weeks ago with the Ravens. You know, that's a problem. It's just this weird thing that he's now, his situation is getting worse. He's getting older. He's getting more injured. He's getting more expensive. Yeah. And now you have to throw in two first-round draft picks. If he were a pure free agent, this might not be that big of a deal. Someone would want him.
But I wonder what Joe Burrow is going to get. Because if I'm Joe Burrow, I say, well, I'm in the same division as Deshaun Watson. I'm going to play against him twice, and I'm a better quarterback than him. I've gone to a Super Bowl. I don't cause any problems. There's no issues with me. I want $250 million guaranteed. And this is an organization that is thrifty in the Cincinnati Bengals. What about the Chargers? What's Justin Herbert worth? Jalen Hurts. Now, Jalen Hurts, I'd say, do it one more year. We'll take care of you. Coming off that Super Bowl, I don't think there'd be too many detractors with him, but I would say do it one more year, and we're gonna take care of you. Yeah, Paul.
It feels like the Bengals have no negotiating power here. It's just they have to sign him. They've been relevant for the first time in three decades, and they'd be better off probably. I think they would be better off signing him now than waiting a year. It just
well,
gets more expensive.
I thought even last year.
Yeah.
Just get him in on the books there.
Pull the Band-Aid.
Well, look at what Buffalo did with Josh Allen. Got ahead of the game. And now you look at his contract. What did he get, $140 million guaranteed, something like that? I mean, that's a bargain. Now, you might have to, redo that contract in a couple of years here. But the Chiefs are redoing that now with Patrick Mahomes. Just get him on the books. Then you can, you know, kind of restructure those deals. Although I will say that when you have these quarterbacks, like if you said, oh, man, what are we going to do with Justin Herbert? No, you have Justin Herbert. That's not the problem. It's, you know, the money aspect. The hard part, the real issue is when you don't have these quarterbacks and you go, what are we going to do? I'd rather have what are we going to do and I have to pay these guys because they are the exception right now. We'll come back. We got a poll question. Once again, we'll talk some football with Chris Sims. His quarterback rankings for the upcoming draft, a little bit of a surprise in there, a couple of surprises in there. We'll come up with our poll question, play of the day. And as always, stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. 18 after the hour, we're back after this. I was just talking to the big German. I said, those Traeger grills, when are they showing up? The new Ironwood. He goes, well, I talked to Chad. I said, let's go. He teased us at the Super Bowl. And I saw it was like a mobile kitchen that he brought in. That thing is so great. But there's so many great things there. And you can see why I'm waiting for this. Precision temperature control to help ensure that everything you cook on the Ironwood is consistent. And the Ironwood has the super smoke mode, which is my favorite. Because when you put on the super smoke, and that's what I was known as in high school. I was known as super smoke.
Oh, that's why Traeger borrowed it from you.
Yes, they did.
Okay.
Yeah,
I was going to say, I know that you enjoy the smoke.
Yeah, super smoke show.
Yeah, super smoke.
Yeah, that's what I was known as. But Ironwood, You're going to love the wood pellet, the wood-fired flavor. That's the difference. Keeps all the moisture in. But you can find out about all of this, Traeger.com, T-R-A-E-G-E-R.com, and learn more. And remember, use the promo code DPSHOW at checkout to get free shipping on everything. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on...
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
The Peacock app. I mentioned earlier, Julius Randle had 57. Knicks lost to the Timberwolves. Last time a Knicks scored more was Carmelo scored 62. That was back in 2014. Joel Embiid is going to win the MVP. He has now scored over 30 points in 10 straight games, longest streak in franchise history, and the longest streak since James Harden went 32 games back in 2018. Steph Curry, you know, the Warriors won on the road, and I go, well, who'd they beat? They beat Houston. That doesn't count. Houston has allowed 30-point scorers this season. Steph Curry joins Luka as the only players with 3 30-point or more games against the Rockets this year.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day.
Here comes that what?
Stat of the day.
And the way I look at it, Houston held Steph Curry to 30 points. So that's the positive spin here. I'm looking at the updated odds, according to DraftKings, the updated odds to win the NBA championship. Milwaukee Bucks, slight favorite over the Celtics, then the Suns, the Nuggets, and then the 76ers. Also, I asked DraftKings, I said, can you help me with the updated odds for my Detroit Lions to win the NFC North. With Aaron Rodgers leaving, Jordan Love coming in, Chicago still in transitional period there. You got the Vikings who are 9-8, 8-9. The Lions are the favorites to win the NFC North this year. Followed by the Vikings, the Bears, and the Packers behind the Bears. So far, according to DraftKings.
Calm down a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Bears, yeah. We're excited. Yeah, Paul?
Okay, I'm going to see if I could dig deep on this. When would you think the last year was the Lions were favored preseason odds to win their division? Like, do you think it's this century? Between Favre and Rodgers, I can't imagine that it was this century.
They went to the playoffs one year where they had Barry Sanders and Herman Moore. But didn't they have, who was it, Scott Mitchell?
Yeah. Oh. Last century.
Yeah.
I'm going to check.
Okay. Yeah, Seton.
You could be looking at a season where, for the first time in decades, the Packers are somewhat irrelevant.
Well, I think we're going to be curious about Jordan Love.
Maybe for like the first 5 weeks.
Yes.
Right? And either things are going to go, if things go very well, they're going to be really interesting because Jordan Love will be a huge story. But if they don't.
Yeah. Yeah. See ya.
See ya.
But they've been relevant for, if you put Favre's career and Rodgers' career together, what is that, 35 years they've been relevant? Has any franchise been good and relevant? Because the Cowboys are always relevant. They're not always good. San Francisco?
No, they weren't good for a while.
Okay. Oh, that's right. You're a Niner fan.
But like the Packers, almost every year where people would pick them for the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Somebody would.
Yeah. Yeah, Marv.
Maybe the Steelers?
Yeah. Well, all they do is win. Mike Tomlin never had a losing record. What do we say more? All Jimmy Garoppolo does is win, or Mike Tomlin's never had a losing record, never had a losing season?
The answer is yes.
Yes to both of them. I do hear OBJ Steeler chatter a little bit, and I'm thinking, okay, I don't like that, but, you know, if Kenny Pickett has another weapon there. See, now you're getting back into OBJ with Baker Mayfield, and now you got to play to OBJ because he's got to show everybody I still got it. I mean, that's why I hated that marriage between Baker Mayfield and OBJ in Cleveland, because Baker Mayfield, you know, Jarvis Landry was a better receiver back then, and he had to force things to OBJ. OBJ got hurt, and then you had to fall out between those two. Yes, Marv?
Do you think giving OBJ a incentive-based contract is going to be rough? Because what if he doesn't get enough touches and he's going to be furious because that's messing with his money?
Yes. That's the danger of incentive-laden contracts. And I was watching the Mothership and Shefty and some of the other analysts on NFL Live, and they're saying, well, why don't you just give him $8 million and then you have incentives? And I'm thinking, how about I give him $4 million with $6 million in incentives? But then even with incentives, he's going to come back to the huddle and he'll be, you know, like, come on. He'll be like T.O. Hey, you got to give me the ball. Come on. I'm open. Can't have that, certainly with a young quarterback. Yeah, I'm pulling.
$1 million per healthy game played. If you don't play the game, you're a scratch for whatever reason, you don't get your $1 million. $17 million is your max. If you play four games, you get $4
million. I don't want him at $17 million.
But then you would be getting
I'll give you $500,000 per healthy game.
Per healthy game.
Yes.
And then a bonus at the end of the season, over 70 catches.
You make all pro.
All pro.
Yes. Yeah. Jeez. Hey,
how about Pro Bowl participants?
How about you bet on yourself?
Yeah.
Like Aaron Judge.
The slime competition.
Aaron Judge, he bet on himself. Why don't you bet on yourself here?
Betting on himself. Yeah. Well, that's what you get for betting on yourself.
That became the new thing. Like Aaron Judge bet on himself, and then anybody else after that, you know, it'd be like, oh, you shouldn't have bet on yourself.
Lamar Jackson bet on himself.
Yes, he did. Duh. Yeah, yes, he did. All right, right now, Cam Newton could be starting quarterback in the NFL, respectable backup, or maybe an analyst. I don't think he's starting quarterback. I think he's too big of a personality to be a backup. I think, I mean, he looks good on camera, charismatic, and who knows what he would wear on camera, but I could see him as a studio analyst. I could see that. Yeah, Paul.
Okay, if you're Cam Newton and his agent, do you think you could get together and play the humble role? He's been a star for so long and say, like, I'll be like Taysom Hill, whatever the team needs me to do, and be in the league for three more years as an all-purpose player making $3 million a season. Because the alternative is watching football for the next 3 years.
Yeah, but he could be an analyst to make more money.
Yeah, yeah. Less beating.
Yeah. I mean, he could be, and I don't know if he wants to do it. I don't know if he cares about that. But he could still be relevant and have kind of a resurgence in his career. But the reason why we brought up Cam Newton is he's going to throw at the Auburn Pro Day, and it's for his benefit. I thought it was going to be for the kids. It's all about the kids. All of a sudden, Cam's out there. He's going to be rolling left and throwing right for 50 yards because that's all you need to do. You can be Zach Wilson. Man, did you see him roll left and throw right? So, yeah, I did see that. How many times is he going to do that in a game? Probably never. Okay. I like that. Yes, Mark.
Is this at the Cam Newton Athletic Facility at Auburn? Because everything should be named after him.
Well, him or Charles Barkley.
No. Cam Newton.
Yeah?
I love Chuck, but Cam Newton had basically no one on that team when he won a national title.
Well, Michael Dyer, that running back, loved him. I'm going deep cut there.
Yeah.
Or Nick Fairley, but that's it.
Okay.
It wasn't like Alabama where you got a bunch of first-rounders.
Okay.
God, Cam Newton was a monster that year. Sorry. Go ahead, DP.
No, sidebar. It's okay. I didn't know you were that passionate about it. Anything else you want to say about Cam Newton?
No, I'm a Cam fan, but he can't be a backup. He just said there's not 32 quarterbacks better than him.
Yeah.
He's only got to be maybe a top-five quarterback. He can maybe be their backup. But if it's Derek Carr, you could forget about it.
There is no way he could be a backup.
What's that? We have the what we call it? The cam?
Yeah.
Anytime somebody throws an interception.
Boom.
Right to cam.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
But let's say the NFL league meeting says we're going to allow a third string quarterback, emergency quarterback. If you're Cam Newton, you got to look at that.
But I can't let him dress. He can't be in uniform.
So he gets to be in one of his outfits on the sidelines?
Yes. He can have.
He may sign up for that.
But I just can't have him in uniform. In an emergency, just like the Niners when they lost Josh Johnson and Brock Purdy, then you can say to Cam, hey, go get in uniform.
Remove the hat, this velvet jacket, the crush, the cravat.
Yeah. He's got a pocket square. You know.
Give me 15 minutes.
Yes, Todd.
How about you have Cam Newton waiting in a phone booth like Clark Kent, and then when it's time to come out, he comes out of the phone booth, does his Superman thing. Here he comes.
That might be playing to the diva ego that I don't want to have as my quarterback.
But
there.
If he can't dress, he can be in his Clark Kent suit that he would wear to a.
Well, I could see the Clark Kent suit, but not in a phone booth. That might be a little uncomfortable for him.
A little tight.
Yes, I see.
I get why Cam looks around the league. That's being a competitor, right? And still, he probably feels better now that he's had a year or two off and is feeling more healthy.
Yeah.
But when he looks around the league, or even when I look around the league, I'm not sure still that Cam. Or that Mac Jones is better than Cam Newton. I'm not really positive of that.
Well,
so I think if Cam looks around the league, he could find people that's like, I think I'm better than that dude.
I don't know if Cam evolved. I think that's part of the problem is you think you're better by the way you play, but then you can't play that way anymore. And like Lamar Jackson has to evolve. Justin Fields has to evolve. Tim Tebow wasn't able to evolve. You get quarterbacks who they were great in college. And this is what they did when they first got to the NFL. And then you start to slow down. Now we want to see if you can throw from the pocket. When it's all said and done, can you throw from the pocket? And Cam was never, he was a 50% passer. And if he didn't have Steve Smith when he first got there, Steve Smith was unbelievable. I mean, talk about carrying Cam back then. And Cam had a great rookie year. I think he'd throw for over 4,000 yards. But after a while, like, you just think you're Superman. And you're not. Because that guy across, the line of scrimmage thinks he's Superman as well. And chances are he's probably bigger than you. Yes, Marv.
Do you think Cam Newton, MVP Cam Newton, is talking like, wait, I can still do this? Like, the brain is thinking, I'm better than most of these guys, but the body is like, no, you're not.
Well, he probably goes, no wear and tear, well-rested. been sitting at home, you know, trying on outfits, playing with the kids. Now I'm ready to go. I mean, I'm curious how he looks. It's hard to not look good on a pro day. It really is. I mean, there have been moments where guys have not looked good, but hopefully he shows out a little bit, and it'd be fun to have him in the conversation again. I just don't think he's starting quarterback. Yes, Mark.
And I think his shirt is off. He's probably ripped. There's no way he goes to
he's
a pro day.
He's only 33. He's not Eric Musselman.
He looks good for his age.
Cam? Cam?
No, Eric Musselman.
Oh, Eric Musselman.
Okay, who looks better for their age? Cam at 33, Eric Musselman at 58.
That old poll question?
Yeah, I'm gonna
hour two, get ready.
I'm going to say...
We're putting Izzo on the hot seat.
Is Danielle Sargent going to be in that too, Eric Musselman's wife? I'd say Eric Musselman probably looks pretty good for late 50s there. Yeah. This is kind of creepy that we're... Yes, Paulie.
I have the answer, though. Well, I don't know if I want to change streams here. The last time the Detroit Lions went into the season favored to win their division, who wants to guess the year? The last time you were on to something.
1990.
I'm going to give that to you because it's the 1992 season. 1991. Oh, I'm giving that to you.
Okay.
Right decade.
Bloop, bloop.
1991 Lions were 12-4, and they won a playoff game. I think they smoked the Cowboys. And then they lost to the Washington Redskins at the time. Mm-hmm. But they went into the next season, and they had, like, a better passing game. And I think Rodney Peete, Eric Kramer, they had some good players, Herman Moore. And they actually, you know what, the bed, they went 5-11 92 when they were favored to win the division.
Yes, Todd.
And then when was the last time the Lions were favored first and the Packers favored last in their division, if we want to just take it even a step further?
1992, maybe. Probably.
Did I miss that last part?
Do you want to check?
I thought we were just talking Lions when the Lions were in top of the division.
Well, we'll look at that. We'll see if the Packers were favored to be last place that year. Patrick in Vermont. Hi, Patrick. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning. I'm just calling. I wanted to apologize.
Your phone is bad, Patrick. Call me back. Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Dan and Dennett. Thanks for taking my call. Hope you all had a great March Madness weekend. Marv got pie shy, or else I'd be taking a pie right now because Duke didn't last as long as his UConn Huskies, but that's okay. Don't get pie shy during Marv Madness. Hey, Cam Newton, I see a correlation to him being like the top high school athlete that you just always see around the campus for 5 or 10 years afterwards, wearing his Letterman jacket, hoping somebody will throw him some accolades. I just don't see it for him. There are other leagues. He will never go to XFL, but I think you're on to something. For an analyst, he can be the fit analyst for those for the walk-ins, for Joe Burrow and Jason Kelce and all that on these shows, just to kind of give a different side of it. I think that would be kind of fun. but I don't think he's ready to play in the league, and he kind of showed that when he was with the Patriots. So, but on that note, guys, I do have a stat of the day to do with 50-point scorers. Julius Randle scored the 23rd 50-point game this season, but his Knicks still lost. That's the fifth time this year the team with a 50-plus score has lost, and including last night, four of those players had a negative plus or minus for the game.
That's your stat of the day. Thank you, Andrew. More phone calls coming up. We'll talk to Chris Sims' quarterback rankings going into the NFL draft. Some surprises there. Michigan State head coach Tom Izzo a little later on. And we hope to hear from John Smoltz, the Hall of Famer, about the World Baseball Classic. It comes down to Japan against the United States. And this is the matchup you want. We'll take a break. Our play of the day is up next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly, but it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
The play, the play of the day.
Left side, got it!
Check this out.
Cracked in the air. Deep center field. Thomas on the move. It's off the wall. Ohtani's in to score. Here comes the winning run. Japan turns it around on its last breath.
That's courtesy of Fox TV. Tonight, the World Baseball Classic Championship. The United States against Japan. Play of the day brought to you by PXG.com, where you can call 844-PLAY-PXG to schedule a fitting. During most of the commercial breaks, I'm over there at the simulator with the PXG clubs. Love them. Swing some PXGs, and you'll agree, nobody makes golf clubs the way they do, period. Mike Trout has a relevant game, a big game. Been a long time. What do we go back to, 2014 when he was in the playoffs?
2014, the last time Mike Trout appeared in the postseason.
Yeah, so now he goes, I would love it if Shohei Ohtani was pitching tonight. But he's not scheduled to. Now, he may come in relief. And Japan's best pitcher, or one of their best pitchers, is, was it Roku Sasaki?
Roki Sasaki. He's 21 years old, and of his first 20 pitches last night, all of them were 99 miles an hour or faster.
Yeah. Now, how does this work with teams who want to buy him and bring him to the United States?
It's exactly that. It's not a trade or anything like that. He's not a free agent, can just join a team. Everyone's interested in
him. You imagine if you traded somebody, like the Yankees traded somebody and then sent him over to Japan?
That'd be great.
Maybe, except for the guy who's got to go to Japan instead of playing, you know, Major League Baseball.
Remember the Yankees and Daisuke Matsuyama, you know, guys like that back in the day that the Red Sox, they had to... You pay to even talk to them. You're basically paying for the rights to try to sign.
Well, Hideki Arabu was the big one.
Yeah.
And then didn't Steinbrenner call him a big fat toad? I think. He was a big deal. I don't know if he's a big fat toad, but I think that George Steinbrenner referred to him as that. You had him, Hideki Matsui. Hideo Nomo, Marv, just mentioned him.
Yeah, and Daisuke Matsuzaka was the guy who played for the Red Sox, and they had to pay a huge fee.
What is it, like $40, $50
million? Correct. It was about $40 million for the rights to sign him, and then you pay him.
And then you have to pay him.
Yeah.
Sasaki is going to be expensive, and he's young. What is he? You said 21?
Yeah, he's 21, yeah, and he's good. The breakout star of this, the whole thing.
Yeah, USA versus Japan coming up tonight. Tom in North Carolina. Hi, Tom. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan, Danette.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah, you were talking about earlier about Cam Newton saying that he was better than 32 other or better than 31 other quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Whatever the number was. Could he actually be better than the four quarterbacks that's on the Carolina Panthers? I mean, he's a fan favorite in Charlotte.
Do I think he's better? I'd have to see him play. I don't know how healthy he is. And Carolina's going to have the number one pick. Is he better than Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud? No. And we saw him when he came back and he lost all five of his starts there. Plus, if you're going to bring him in, this is the hard part. This was always the hard part for teams with Tim Tebow. You didn't want the backlash of cutting him. And if you brought him in, you knew you were going to get a lot of coverage, and he was too popular to have him be a backup quarterback. And then when we suggested, try to be a tight end, an H-back. And then he eventually came around to that after baseball with the Jags, and then they eventually cut him. Let's see. Patrick in Vermont. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, good morning, Dan. Hey, I want to apologize. Had it on my calendar last week, calling and celebrate the anniversary of Frisky's. He wasn't even sure if he should have showed up week.
Yeah.
Now, as you hear, I have a bit of a lisp, and I thought, you know, it's kind of unfair you pick on Fritzy, but then I thought, hey, it's a DP show. That's what you do. So in that spirit, I want to celebrate the anniversary with a top three list on our Fritzy list of golf names.
Okay.
And the first one is Scotty Scheffler. Second one is Xander Schauffele. And my final one is Chevy Ballesteros.
All right. Thank you, Patrick. Yeah. He's allowed to make fun of Fritzy because he has a lisp.
Does he, though?
Well, he said he did.
He said he did.
Yeah.
I don't know. It could be just a.
But you don't have a lisp. You just have an enunciation problem or a lot of saliva.
Something with the SH.
I don't know.
But he may have been just putting on a little.
He got it together. You reeled it in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
might have been just a little show.
That was a pump fake right there.
He wasn't even sure if he should have shown up.
I don't know what that is. It's not a lisp.
And it doesn't show up on lab work, so it's not like you can go to a quest diagnostic.
Did you?
It's like your sugar's a little high and you got something going on with
but
your tongue
did you,
and your mouth.
Did you play that? When you go into the doctor, did you say, hey, I got something, I don't know what it is, and then you played that? Marv, that's where you play it again.
He wasn't even sure if he should have shown up. I have not addressed that with my primary care physician.
Well, you should.
I probably should.
Primary care physician.
They've checked every other part of me out. You would think I could. And why am I talking like this? What do I do with that?
Bob in Montana. Hi, Bob.
Hey, DP. Still 6'5", still 10.5-inch hands.
Mm.
So, hey, we're talking about the Lions. So the first time I actually called your show was on December 12, 2016, which was the last day the Lions made the playoffs. So in honor of that, I have a wager from one of the Danettes if they want to take me up on it. I say that the Lions will win the NFC North this season. If the Lions win and I win, I get a quick phone call from Jeff in Detroit so we can relive the glory days of all the Michigan sports teams.
Hmm.
And if I lose and the Lions lose, then I'll make one of those muscle shirts for one of the Danettes similar to what I made Fritzy for his birthday last year.
Well, Detroit's favored to win the division, Bob.
Well, I know, but they can be favored, but everybody knows that they're only sort of favored on paper, not in real life favored.
I love the Lions. They just got a defensive back from the Eagles. I love what the Lions are doing. Yeah, Paul.
Plus, we can't bet against the Lions as a show, as an individual.
We're the Lions.
Yeah, they're feel good.
Yeah. They always disappoint. They never win. That's us. Coming up next hour, Chris Sims will tell you the number one quarterback on his draft board. And he says it's not even close. Also, Tom Izzo, Michigan State head coach, will stop by as well. Back after this.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.